laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun. So I've got 42nd Street Pete on this week, and we're going to do some dirty laundry, aren't we?
Yeah, why not? I haven't washed in quite some time, so it should be pretty filthy.
Are you all right?
I'm just swell.
Yeah? What's been going on lately?
Oh, just freezing my ass off over here because it's so fucking cold, you know?
I know. We had blizzards and everything. We've only had 3 feet of snow, but you've got it worse, haven't you?
No, we haven't had any snow yet. It's just disgustingly cold. It's like, there's a wind chill over here of about 10.
Shit.
Yeah.
Are you staying in? Are you going out anywhere or just staying in?
No, I'm staying in today. I already did my little charity bit the other day with some kids to try to have, let them have a nice Christmas. So,
yeah. Aw, good.
You gotta do some good shit once in a while to offset all the bad shit you do, you know?
Well, of course you have. Well, do you want to crack on with the first stupid sex problem?
Who has a stupid sex problem? I don't.
No.
I don't have any sex anymore. I gave it up for bowling. The balls are bigger and you get new shoes.
Well, yeah, but that's your problem then, isn't it? Your problem is you're not having any sex. No, I mean the first silly sex problem that we're going to try and give advice on.
Sure. What is it?
I don't know. Let me have a look.
Okay.
Okay. Jack from Idaho says, please help.
That's his problem already. He's in Idaho. Nothing but fucking potatoes in Idaho. What do you do, go out and pound a reset or something like that, you know?
Maybe. He says, please help. My wife is unable to have an orgasm unless I stimulate her with my mouth. What could be wrong with her? Well, straight away, he must have a small dick. What do you think?
Yeah, straight away he's got a small dick, and if he's afraid to put his mouth down there, she's the one who's got the fucking problem because she married the asshole. Sorry, Jack, you know something? You want head, you gotta give head. Those are the rules, okay? You want her to go down on you? Well, you gotta, like, use your tongue as a weed whacker and part that muff and just dive into the pink. That's what you gotta do, Jack. You want your dick sucked? You gotta reciprocate. That's what it comes down to.
Oh my god.
That's the Midwest of the United States. They're all repressed out there. They're my best customers. I mean, I can't sell porn on the East Coast, but you take any shemale, bondage, gay, bi, anything fucked up, they buy in the Midwest because they ain't got nothing out there.
Yeah, but they've got animals, haven't they? So they'll be into that shit too.
Yeah, well, you can always pick up the interspecies erotica collection I put out on Sneak, you know, so.
What was that? Tell me where I get that.
You know, I get it from me. See, what happened was, I'll admit this, but I'm not going to say who did it, but, you know, we had all these 8mm loops, and back in the day, you know, animal porn was quite the thing, because it was completely, utterly under-the-counter illegal, and that's what people would get busted for back in the late 60s and the 70s and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Probably up until today, because I don't know. You know, this country's a little repressive when it comes to, you know, pig-fucking, but what the hell. But anyway, somebody on a dare, you know, said, well, you have these loops in your archives. What are you going to do with them? So I actually put them out in a camcorder and, you know, did a little crazy shit. So, yeah, you can get them from me. It even has the 2 Linda Lovelace dog loops in it.
Well, talking about pig fucking, I'm sure most blokes have fucked a pig or two after a few drinks, haven't they?
Yeah, you sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I mean, I could have done one up at Cinema Wasteland, but she just, I don't know, I just said, you know, something ain't worth it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe in quality, not quantity. I mean, you know, anybody can get laid. It's can people make love? That's the whole thing, you know? Can you get into that whole, you know, where you get your whole being is sucked up into that one maelstrom of emotions, and then you just wake up sweaty next to the person? That's where it's cool, you know? You're just going to fuck for the sake of fucking. You might as well jerk off, you know?
Oh, my God. I don't. And it's weird, right, because you know what I do, and it's weird when I say to people, I'm actually celibate, unless I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm celibate, and they're like, yeah, but you fuck for a living, I'm like, that's work, that's not me doing it, that's the character that I play, and that's how I deal with it, because it's still me, but it's not, if you know what I mean, so.
Oh, yeah, because I get the same thing, they don't separate what you're portraying a character as to what you are in real life, or in my case, it's real close, but people got this image of me where I'm probably like sitting in this Barco lounger with a 55-gallon drum of baby oil on one side, a case of Bounty paper towels on the other, a big screen TV, a splash guard, and a bug scraper, you know?
Well, aren't you? Isn't
Well, no, back in the day, maybe, but, you know, I don't know. You know, it's a whole lifestyle. I mean, there's actually, and you probably noticed for a fact, that there's some people that are actually addicted to porn.
Yeah, but...
And those are the people I want to sell to, because, you know, they keep coming back. It's like being a drug addict, so yeah, I love it.
But I bet you're sick of seeing porn, though.
Yeah, you know something? I'll explain it, because people give me that, you know, they raise the eyebrow when I say that. You got to remember, I came up in the mid-60s, when all this shit was illegal. So it was really interesting, fresh, and different then because of the fact that it was illegal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you went through the 70s, you pushed the envelope with a lot of stuff with Deep Throat, then, you know, you get into the 80s with the Avon stuff, with the hardcore bondage and stuff like that. So, you know, in my life, there pretty much isn't anything I haven't seen. And then you come in, you know, to the realm of today where, you know, back then, you know, the chicks were hot in a slutty sort of way, and the guys were, like, non-threatening. You know, they were nondescript guys, and the whole trip was that, with that was that, you know, they were playing to an audience where the viewer thought, if this, you know, pudgy, ugly guy can get laid, so can I. But today, you got these guys with, you know, 15-inch rock-hard cocks, you know, six-pack, you know, 12-pack abs. You know, they're all muscled up and stuff. All the chicks are, like, stamped out like cookie cutters. They're all silicone blondes.
Yeah.
So you look at the guy, you look at the chick, and you go, I'll just jerk off.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I like, because like you're saying there, that the porn in the 70s was as if, was like the amateur porn. And that's what I like, because it's real. It's more
right.
real because, you know, they're just going for it. They're just doing what they want. They're not having some director say, go on, shove your ass that way. Oh, I want to get a pussy shot. You know, it's too technical now, you know, and everyone looks fake, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything else. Once it goes corporate, you're fucked. And it went corporate.
Literally.
Porn is corporate. I mean, look at Hustler. Hustler had taken over, let me say, they got Hustler Video, they took over Vivid, they took over VCA, they took over a whole shitload of companies. So it's like a, you know, a big corporate entity. Like, you know, I don't know what their company logo was, a huge cock and balls or something like that, but I don't
probably.
Know. But that's what it is. I mean, you probably got the same thing over there, you know.
The British porn is actually more amateur, you know. It is because... Well, I mean, a lot of girls go over to America to work, but that's because they want to be the idealistic, you know, porn star. But anyway, on that subject of porn, I've got another problem here about porn. Lynn from Merseyside says, which is Liverpool, says, my partner is 12 years younger than I am. I have the high libido, though. Yet, when I work nights, my partner visits porn sites and masturbates. He will not admit to this. I'm not against porn. I like it. But I think it should be shared in a relationship. The problem is that he lies about it and won't share his porn with me. It gives me a complex about my age. She's 40. Because he likes to watch teenage girls. When I find out he is lying, hi. Is it wrong of me to give him a hard time? Please help. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's wrong of her, but then, you know, you got to realize that some men have, you know, these deep, dark fantasies that maybe she can't satisfy, and the only way he can satisfy it is for his little fantasized thing. But, you know, okay, how old is he? She's 40. Is he, did he
28.
Say how old?
He's 12 years younger, so he's 28.
Yeah, you know something, you might be better off trying to, you know, I know you like the guys with, you know, the young guys that are stiff all the time and shit, like a stiff breeze will get them hard, but, you know, you're trading youth and exuberance for quality, I would say, you know, because if he doesn't want to share his fantasies with you, there's something wrong. You should be open about the fantasies, even though they might disgust you, at least you'll know where you're at with the whole thing or where he's at with the whole thing.
That's what I don't understand about relationships, you know, you'll get a couple and they share the bills. They share everything in their life apart from their sexual fantasies, apart from what turns them on. Why be in a relationship if you can't share absolutely everything and be totally honest? Because gets me off. Watching porn with a guy gets me off. I fuck watching porn with a guy because it just gets me off. You know, I don't watch it all the time because, like I say, once you get, like I said to you, you get fed up with it, you know?
Yeah.
You know. So, but yeah, I can't understand that. I cannot understand that. And you're right about the age thing because, I mean, I'm 35 now, so her calling herself old, I don't class myself as old in any, well, I don't act it anyway. Sometimes I act like a child, but, well, don't we all? But it's, I couldn't go with a 28-year-old, and I'm younger than her. It's just, no.
Yeah, it's sort of like robbing the cradle. It's, I don't, you know, a lot of women, you know, see, the whole thing is, biologically, you know, men and women are fucked because men supposedly reach their peak from 18 to 22,
mm-hmm.
where women supposedly get real horny and nasty when they hit around 40. So, yeah, she's in that age group where, yeah, she's probably, you know, hot all the time and, you know, needs a guy, you know, like that, who's going to be, you know, get it up, but, you know, drop the hat and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, some guys, when they hit a certain peak, they can't do shit no more. I mean, I was, you know, I'm 58 now, and I was still really good up until the point I wound up with having prostate cancer, and, you know, they took the whole thing out, so I don't, you know, I haven't been with anybody in a while because I'm selective and I can't stand bullshit, so mm-hmm. I'd rather jerk off when it comes to that, you know?
Exactly. But,
yeah, but, you know, I, like I'm saying, you know, a lot of guys peter out when they're in their 30s and stuff, and they're doing all this stuff to keep it going. I was really good up until about 55. I mean, to the point where, and this is not a brag, I had a girl I was living with and some chick we picked up in a hotel room for 8 fucking hours.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And I'm intensely proud of that, and they had to basically condemn the room we were in, so...
Well, I told you the other week, didn't I, that I've ruined a few hotel mattresses with piss.
Yeah, that little clusterfuck show we ran for 2 hours, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, that... God, if anybody hasn't heard that, download it, because it's priceless.
Took a while to get going, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it just... Look where it ended up, golden showers and Ken being drunk and going, I want to talk to Dave, fuck you people, you know? And we're going to do this again soon.
So are you up for that then, the 1st of January?
Yeah, I'll probably be still stoned from the night before.
I bet you fucking will. Are you going out for New Year's?
So far, nothing. You know, it's very strange around here because the whole scene has changed, you know, due to 9/11, but it was before 9/11 it changed because... You got a bunch of really tight asses in New York now, and New York used to be wide open years ago. I remember back in the 70s walking down 42nd Street with a bottle of whiskey in my hand and a joint in the other. So we used to really let it fly. Now it's like you can't even have an open container over there anymore.
Wow.
And they just, you know, the cops are all over the place. That, you know, they're driving under the influence. People are checking everybody. So it ain't the fun shit it used to be.
The fun place.
The only way you can really have fun is if somebody has a house party and you all crash there instead of trying to drive.
Exactly, that's
home.
The best thing to do New Year's, isn't it? Because
yeah.
I don't know if it's the same there, but the taxi fares over Christmas and New Year, if you get a cab over here, it's triple fare, and it's just crazy. And you can't get into even going into a pub; they charge you a fee to get into the pub. It's a fucking pub.
Yeah, see, I don't do the club scene over here. I remember, you know, certain places in New York, you know, back in the day, it was a 2-drink minimum, which you had to buy as soon as you walked in. You know?
Yeah. Mm.
Put 2 shots or 2 beers in front of you, whatever, but it was a 2-drink minimum. As far as taxis go, I drive. You know, fuck that. I'm not going to pay somebody to drive when I can do it. So.
Yeah, but you can't drink.
And I drive very well under the influence, by the way. So. I don't have a problem. You know. And, you know, people say that, you know, people shouldn't drive stoned because you might get in an accident. Well, it's impossible to get in an accident when you're only capable of driving 4 miles an hour, you know. You ever see the Cheech and Chong movie Up in Smoke?
No.
You never saw that?
No.
Well, if anybody listening ever saw that, the scene where the car is driving down the highway with the smoke pouring out the windows, that was us back in the 70s.
I'm going to have to Google that, though, aren't I, on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke, their first movie.
Well, Pete... It's about time that I played my first track, so what do you want to hear? Anything.
Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Gee. How about Frank Zappa?
Okay, I'm going to play one now.
All aboard the
want to talk about anything else before I move on to the next problem.
No, let's move on to the next problems. I love fucking up people's lives, you know?
Me too. And it's so funny because some of these problems are so ridiculous, but they are actually genuine problems that I've scoured the internet for. People have genuinely written into problem pages with these problems, and it's like, what? They deserve their dirty laundry to be aired. Okay, Janice from Glasgow says, my husband has a really small penis, which I call my tiny winky. At its best, it measures 4 inches. And I have no children, I've been told I'm really tight. But 7 inches is what I need. Why is it that guys with tiny penises get off from being humiliated? My guy likes me to verbally abuse him while he wanks off in front of me. And I'm having an affair now because of his tiny willy. Should I feel guilty?
Should she feel guilty? Well, 4 inches and she's tight. I mean, is it 4 inches long or 4 inches wide? That's the question.
My God, if it was 4 inches wide, I'd marry him myself.
Yeah, it was an old story about this you know Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, everything's bigger in Texas, you know?
Really?
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Ooh.
Well, anyway.
I'm moving to Texas.
Well, this chick from New York goes down to Texas. Mm-hmm. And she sees this cowboy sitting on a fence, and she walks up and she goes, wow, you really got big muscles in your arms. He goes, well, I'm a Texan, ma'am. Everything's big in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, wow, you really got some big muscles in your legs. She goes, well, I ride, ma'am. And I ride, my legs get big because everything's big in Texas. And she goes, well, all those big muscles, you must have a pretty big cock. And he goes, 7 inches, ma'am. She goes, 7 inches? We got bigger than that in New York. She goes, in diameter, ma'am? Yeah, so with this lady's problem, Glasgow, Scotland. Jeez, 4 inches.
Mm.
And they're probably both redheads, so it probably looks like a worm in a strawberry patch. Yeah, you know, it's weird. You know, she's right, though. A lot of guys that are, like, underly endowed are bound, you know, prone to be humiliated and get off on being humiliated.
They do.
But, you know, if that's where he's at and he's that much of a wimp, he should just step up to the plate and be the man and get the guy with the 7 inches out of the way.
Well, what I do is, a lot of guys, because of obviously what I do, I know that what she's talking about guys like to be humiliated and stuff and called pathetic and what the fuck can I do with that useless fucking cock. And a lot of them like to see their woman fuck someone else in front of them because that's the ultimate humiliation for them. And I love it. I love being fucked by a guy and telling some other guy he's pathetic, telling some other guy how good the cock feels. Being fucked with, yeah, this feels so fucking good, you're fucking pathetic, what the fuck can you do with that? And you know, just gets me off. Gets me off a lot.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, as I used to say, you know.
Yay! But anyway, and she's got no children.
I think it's, if she's that tight, it probably don't. Probably it's she's probably like trying to force the flow through a dam. You know?
Yeah, she probably clenches. Her pussy probably tightens round, and no, you're not getting past me. Yeah.
I had one of them one time. That was one of the toughest pussies I ever fucked. It was like fighting the damn thing. It kept pushing me out, and I kept trying to push in. Finally, pow.
Was it like fucking an ass?
I don't know. This was pretty tight. And then this is another one where somebody fell in love with me after knowing me for like 24 hours. Actually put a shrine to me in her kitchen, and I'm like, this is really fucking bad. I gotta leave now.
When was that? Who was she?
A few years ago.
She put a shrine to you. What did she...
Yeah, like, took a picture of me and put two of the beer bottles I drank around it and a candle in front of it. And I'm like, fuck, this is really bad.
God, what was she smoking?
Nothing. That was the problem. She was down on me for smoking shit.
No way.
I mean, this is the thing, okay? It was one of those, you know, I don't know what you got. You probably got the same personal crap that we got over here as far as the internet. But this wasn't the internet. Yeah, it was the internet. It was something else. Match.com or some horse shit like that. Anyway, mm-hmm. I answered the ad and we agreed to meet, and what she neglected to tell me is there's two places in town that are the same thing. So naturally I'm at one, she ain't showing up, she's at the other, I ain't showing up. She don't have a cell phone, I can't get a hold of her, I wait 2 hours, I'm pissed, I go home. Okay. She calls me up, oh, you son of a bitch, this and that. I said, you should have fucking told me there was two of the same places at the town. So this is the next day. I said, you want me to come up there right now? She goes, yeah, you'll come up there right now. Yeah, I remember a bar on the way up. I'll meet you there. So I go up there. I meet her. She's pretty cool. So, you know, we're talking, this and that. And she goes, well, would you like to come back and see where I live? And I thinking, well, do I really want to do this? And I said, oh, it's only the first time. What can happen? Well, what can happen is she turned around, pulled my pants down, and started sucking my dick. Okay, so that's a wonderful way to start this. So I figured, all right, you know, I can get into this. So we make plans to meet the next day and go do something. All right, so I meet her the next day at 8:30 in the morning. She answers the door in a black negligee. That 8:30 in the morning spread out till 8:30 at night. And she's a nympho, let's put it that way. I would have to say she's a nympho. And to all you guys who think you can handle a nympho, guess what? You fucking can't, okay? It's a fantasy, and it's a fantasy you don't want to become a reality, because you'll end up like me with sheet burns on your elbows, your knees. You'll be put Neosporin on your dick. Your neck will be popped out. You'll have to see a chiropractor for the next 3 weeks from eating your pussy because it was that tough. And like I said, that was the toughest pussy I ever fucked. Well, now all of a sudden, she's in love with me. Fuck, after 12 hours, I'd be in love with me too, but that's beside the point. So, you know, she was basing the whole thing on sex, but she, like I said, she was a nympho because she'd get done. You know, guys need, like, recovery time.
Yeah.
After five times, I needed a lot of recovery time. So, she got very upset when I started to back off. Psychotically upset, as a matter of fact.
Dead.
She didn't drive, and she lived a couple hours away.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was...
And that was because you met her on some dating site.
Yeah, Match.com.
Stay away from those things. Come on.
Oh, I'm just pissed off with Craigslist because they took all the hooker ads down. I used to get amused.
I know. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah, when some chick put an ad up there that her pussy was worth $5,000 an hour, I said, well, I only want to rent it. I don't want to take it home and put it on my mantelpiece for the rest of my life, you know?
$5,000 an hour?
$5,000 for an hour.
And she's advertising on Craigslist?
Yeah.
If she's worth that much, she would have a really popular website of her own. You
know, it must be lined with fucking satin and have little gold sparkles on it for that price.
It must have, yeah. Oh, and her hymen must have been sewn back in or whatever, you know?
Yeah, really. She has a whole box in the drawer. She puts one in with each repeat customer, you know?
Well, 17-year-old Sam from Duluth. Where's Duluth in the USA? Where is Duluth?
Oh, God, another Midwesterner. Oh, shit, I can't wait to hear this. What happened? Did cow die?
Oh, here we go. He says, I was just wondering how I could get a 9-inch cock. Right now, it's only about 6.5. Many of my ladies want a 9-inch steel rod, and I don't have it. Please help me. Well, I suggest if he wants a 9-inch steel rod, he goes to a hardware store.
I want a 9-inch steel rod. Go to Home Depot. You just want a 9-inch cock, just go to a gay bar. I'm sure somebody will show one.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly. The steel
rod.
You
know, why are these guys, you know, hey, dude, not for nothing. You're 17. You might grow 2 more inches. If not, enjoy what you have. It's not how big it is. It's how you use it, you dumb fuck.
Silly fucker.
Really, that's what it is. I mean, all these guys think that if they're hung like a bear, it's going to work. You know, it's like if you give a mongoloid a hammer, they're not going to know how to use it, right? Same shit. You give a guy like from Duluth a big cock, you know, he might just suck it himself. Who the hell knows?
Fuck yeah. Oh my God, have you... Yeah, you would have done, actually. The first guy that I saw that could suck his own cock... Obviously, it was a video clip. I was like, what? I've not... I haven't seen any Ron Jeremy porn. I've seen a little bit of it, and then I just had to turn it off. I'm sorry, but no.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy, he was in a she-male porn film that we actually saw on Round 42nd Street, where he actually sucked his own dick.
Has he always been as hairy?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, even when he was a young hedgehog.
What the fuck?
You know, that's what kills me. How is this guy this popular? When I had a video store, if his name was on the box, that meant not going to sell that tape. I honestly, my customers fucking hated Ron Jeremy. I made sure I tried to get stuff that he wasn't on the box or in the movie. They hated him.
Well, I don't know if you heard a couple of weeks ago, I had Mike Mendes, who makes horror movies, and he was telling me about a porn party that he went to, that he took his friend to. And Ron Jeremy was in the film. It was the Saw remake. Well, not remake, sorry. The Saw parody. The hardcore porn parody. And Ron Jeremy's in it. And he said the most horrifying thing he saw was seeing Ron Jeremy's dick. And it's like, how does he do this? And then someone else, Tony Batman, that I had on the other week, who has a website that gives all the adult entertainment news, he goes around strip clubs and stuff and does all these competitions and gives out awards and things. And Ron Jeremy sometimes accompanies him. And he said that there's a queue of women in the bathroom and Ron Jeremy's at the end getting his cock sucked.
Yeah, I know. It was at a show I was at, and it's like everybody wants to suck Ron's dick except me, you know?
So. It's like, why? Why?
I have no idea. You know, John Leslie died this week, right?
I heard, yeah.
Yeah. There was a guy who was great in front of the camera and behind the camera, 65 years old, massive heart attack.
Yeah, I saw a few of his earlier clips, actually, and I thought, ooh.
Yeah, he was pretty much of the stud back in the day.
Ah, yeah, I would have. Are we going to move on to another problem now?
Sure.
I don't really see this as a problem, actually, because it's just, well, I don't know, maybe that's because... Oh, yeah. My boss at work is an attractive 45-year-old woman, and due to some mistakes I have made, she wants to discipline me. And the problem is, she wants to spank my bare bottom over her knee. Whilst I haven't really got a problem with the spanking, I am worried that when I stand up afterwards, I might be a bit stiff. What's his problem? Other than sexual harassment, what's his problem?
He said he might be a bit stiff.
Yeah, in other words, his cock.
Yeah, well, it figures he wants it anyway. And what kind of... Where the hell do you work that a boss is going to give you a bare-bottom spanking?
I want to work there. I want to be giving the spankings.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'll tell you what... When I once, a few years ago, when I worked at, I was doing accounts for a property developer. And anyway, it was a privately owned company and the boss and his son were basically ran it. And I was sat there in the office one day and I just finished the invoices for the previous month. And I said to, and there was only me and the son in the office, and he was like in his 30s. Anyway, I walked in and I said, right, I've done June invoices, I'm going to get off now unless you want me to do anything else. And he just said, yeah, I want you to give me a lap dance. And I went, I'm sorry. And he said, come on. I went, fuck off. And I said, well, anyway, I'm going now, so I don't know what you're going to do, but I am leaving. And he said, I'm going to have a wank. And I said, go on then, have a wank, challenging him. I walked out of the office and then I walked back in again and he was in his dad's office with his dick out, wanking. And I was like, what? And I walked away and he threw 60 quid at me and he just said, go on, give me a lap dance. And I went, I'm out of here, I'm totally out of here. And I went to a solicitor about that and then he ended up getting sacked because I complained to a solicitor. Huh. Bastards.
Weird.
Yeah, crazy. His dick wasn't
That's the corporate world. They either jerk you off or don't jerk you off.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my little story about sexual harassment.
Actually, I had that happen in one place I worked. There was some stupid-ass thing where I wasn't there that long, and my supervisor made a point of inviting me to the Christmas party, and she wasn't all that attractive. And then she walked up to me later that day, and she goes, well, you going? And I go, I don't know. She goes, well, this is my room number. I go, well, why would I want to know that? She goes, because that's where you're going to end up at the end of the night. And I says, lady, I'm married, and I don't find you, honestly, all that hot. I got fired the next week.
Oh, my God.
But I contested it and collected unemployment all summer, so thank you very much.
I'm going to play Bloodhound Gang. Me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So I'm playing that now.
Sounds good.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing. nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Getting horny now.
Sense is good. I love I love randomness. I love it.
Oh, wait, wait till we do our next little hype show.
Oh my god. We're going to be on form then, though, because that was my first one. That was me breaking my virginity for that one.
Yeah, you did all right.
So, yeah, we could have done with... There was too many people, though, I found. It was confusing.
Yeah, well, once we got Kenny on there, and I didn't realize how drunk he was at that point, so... But he's a lot of fun when he's drunk. Trying to think, who the hell else was on there? Then Todd,
well,
then Griff.
Well, I know, Griff was really quiet because he couldn't get a word in, could he, really?
I think he was embarrassed because when you hit that thing about peeing all over the mattress and stuff like that and some crazy stuff. You know, don't forget, him and Todd are from the Midwest, so they're, like, pretty much virgins, you know? Yeah, yeah. Griff couldn't say. I think Griff was, like, totally shaken up over the whole thing. He wasn't prepared for this debauchery here.
No, he wasn't, right, because that he'd been we'd been like commenting each other and stuff, and I was saying that I was gonna shock him or something, or make him blush, and he was like, nope, you're never gonna make me blush.
Well, guess what, it happened.
Guys all mouth, aren't they? You're never gonna shock
one thing about
me.
I know how to use my mouth, so we don't got a problem with that.
So, yeah, I've got one from India.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're always funny from India.
This would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. The last one was a guy from Pakistan, actually, and he was saying that he can't stop his dick dribbling.
Go see a doctor and get a shot. Antibiotics or soap and water will clear that up right away.
But he didn't state whether it was dripping with piss or pre-cum. or oozing with something.
Stay away. Stay back 5 feet.
Oh, Macron.
See, one of those guys who walks into a men's room, walks up to the urinal to take a piss, and pisses on the two guys that are next to him. That's a disgusting thought.
Do you know what? Why? I always ask this question. Why do guys have urinals and women just have you know, toilets with doors on. What? Why is that?
Because you can just walk in, walk up to the thing, and
why do they assume that blokes want to get the dick out and piss in front of each other? I mean, when I go to the toilet in Femina Club, I always sit there and, you know, I always share the toilet with a few friends. There's like three of us all squashing in the same stall. So, I mean, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? It's like they assume that women don't want to show everyone what they're doing, yet men do. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being...
Well, you know what it is? I think, well, I don't know, maybe because over here it's like a concert. Well, we always wear urinals, but it's like... Until recently, if you flush the toilet over here, you're using 5 gallons worth of water as opposed to the new toilets would only use a gallon. So basically, if you're at a urinal, you're probably only using a quart of water to flush anyway, so.
Oh.
Could be all economics.
Probably. Anyway.
Plus, I'm not going to walk between two guys and take a leak. I'll try to get the urinal on the end and near the wall, you know.
And then you can just piss up the wall. Anyway. Yeah. Makrani, who's 34 from Delhi, says, please can you tell me how to widen my pussy? My boyfriend complains it's too small. I feel very much pain during intercourse. No, she says, I feel very much paining during intercourse. I feel very much paining during intercourse.
I didn't know Indian guys had big dicks, to be honest with you. They are big dicks, but that's beside the point.
I've been with one who has. That's it, just one.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh, one.
Were they like little brown breakfast sausages? Yeah.
Normally, usually, yeah. And they weep a lot, yeah. Actually, do you know what? They do weep a lot because... because where I live, it's Yorkshire, and there's a lot of Asians here, and not... Maybe about 60-70% of my customers have, before actually, since I've moved a little bit further south, there's not so many. But in West Yorkshire, it's, well, I'm going to say packies. Because I can say packies, who cares? But anyway, and a lot of that, because of the religion, they're not supposed to have sex, they're not supposed to wank, they're not supposed to this, that and the other. They visit prostitutes a lot. And... yeah, a lot of them do have the problem, actually, of a leaky dick, a little small dick, because they don't wank. It all saves up, all the spunk saves up.
And they build up of that poisonous semen, you know?
Yeah. And I'm with them for 2 minutes, and they've shot the load already. I never even sat on the dick. And it's like, yay, that's the easiest hourly wage I've earned for 2 minutes work. 2 minutes not work.
All right, okay. You're out of here. Have a good day.
See you later, little dick. And they're that embarrassed, they just fuck off. Or they say, that's it now, I'm not going to be able to get it up again. Like, what? You've got an hour. How can you not get an erection again in that hour? Can you not?
This woman has a small pussy. I suggest she goes to her local sex shop and pick up a vulva buster. That's what she needs.
A vulva buster? What's that? Yeah. What's that, Pete?
That'll expand the pussy to the point where you could probably park a small BMW in it.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Or she just needs to get him to start practicing fisting her. You know, a couple of fingers at a time, and then...
Yeah.
Or just give her some Rohypnol, knock her out, and fuck the shit out of her.
Or get a cucumber. Nature's dildo, you know.
Yeah. Or a nice marrow. Now I'm going to the extreme now. I'm thinking about myself again.
that whole culture's weird because they pick their bride from when they're a child and stuff like that.
What?
Their whole thing is they don't, like, you know, fall in love and get married. They're like, they all have arranged marriages.
They're chosen
marriages,
for them. So no wonder, because... Actually, that's a good point, because no wonder she's so tight, because she doesn't want to fuck him. Her cunt is clamming up.
Yeah.
But it's a clam, obviously, so it's clamming up, literally, on his dick. Don't get in here. Obviously, good point. Good fucking point there, eh?
Yeah, really. That's why I was talking to one guy when I was having marital problems. He goes, oh, we don't have that. We all have arranged marriages. And I'm like... Well, that could really suck, because what if the bitch is ugly when you find out you really got to marry her?
I know, exactly. You know? You know,
I really haven't seen too many really attractive Indian women, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you know what? I actually think the unmarried women are attractive. I've seen a lot of the unmarried women. Unmarried Indian women before, because you'll find that, well, it's like any, well, not like any, because I'm just generalising, but I shouldn't do that. You know, when women get married, a lot of the time they let themselves go, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, so, another beef I had. It's like, I'm not into this whole full-figured BBW horseshit because it's just a fucking cover for the fact that you're a fat slob, you know? That's what it is. And I can legitimately say that because at one point I was close to 300 pounds and I have no willpower, and if I got it off, so can you. But especially over here, they're horrible like that.
There is a lot. I mean, Britain's getting like it as well. And America, it just seems to be... when I first went over there a few years ago, and I was in West Hollywood and I was staying there for a couple of months... I was really worried before I went. I was really worried because it was like 3.5, nearly 4 years ago when I first went, and it was around the time when all the size zero craze, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Size zero for us is a size 4 over here, and size 8 is small. Size 6 is tiny, so size 4 is non-existent, basically. You are not existent. You're a piece of paper, basically. So anyway, I was really worried about this size 0 thing. Oh my God, everyone's going to be really, really skinny. So I lived off, for about 2 or 3 months, all I had was this mix of water, honey, cayenne pepper, and lemon juice. That's it. That's all I had for 3 months. And I dropped down about a dress size or two, and I was the thinnest person there. Where I went, every time I went out, I was basically the thinnest person there, and I was like, what's all this bullshit about size zero in Hollywood? It's bullshit. You know? So,
no, anyway. you must have roamed in when the fat fuck craze started going on, you know?
Well, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But... And if I go into
it, if a woman pulls down her panties and her pussy's still in them, she's fat. Okay?
Or she takes off a bra. Or she takes off a bra and throws it on the floor. Tits are still in it.
When you walk into an all-you-can-eat buffet and they roll the salad bar out of the way, you know she's fat.
Hello. Why do they have all-you-can-eat buffets there? They don't have it over here as much.
Because we got a bunch of fat motherfuckers over here, that's why.
But it's crazy, isn't it? All that food that, you know, could be going to the starving or the homeless, you know?
Yeah, well, I think these fat people ate half of the homeless. That's the whole problem, you know? Solve the homeless problem, eat them.
That reminds me of them.
No, it's really stupid because, you know, I've met women that have had 6 kids and really looked good, and I've met women that had 1 kid and they wonder why they, you know, wonder why their husband left them and they can't get a date because they're wearing a size 18.
But
which
it's
is
not
a car
just,
cover. You know?
When I say that women let themselves go when they get married, because we got this subject by talking about Asian women, and you saying that you've not seen that many attractive Asian women.
No, Indian women. And I've seen some hot, you know, Oriental women. There's two types of, you know, when you say Asian, I think Oriental.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I know Indian is that too.
Oh, but. Sorry. But no, what I said was, I've seen a lot because friends from school that I was friends with, they were really pretty. But I noticed that when they got married, you know, they were Indian and Pakistanis. But when they got married, they stopped wearing makeup, you know, because they do really beautiful makeup, I think. They can do their face really well, you know. They have—I don't know because I don't know why it is, but I don't know. I'm just being all girly now, aren't I? Talking about makeup and shit. But no, what I was meaning when I said they let themselves go—it's not only—I'm not talking about just like putting on weight. I'm talking about they start where I mean, not Indian women, obviously, but you know, white women, black women, whatever—they just start wearing sweatpants. Don't put any makeup on. Don't bother washing the hair. You know what I mean? Really let themselves go. Because when they've got married and they've had a kid or a few kids, they let themselves go and they think, I've got no one to impress. Why should I fucking care what I look like? I'm too busy being a mother to take care of myself. Why do women do that? That's just stupid.
I know, it's all bullshit, but I did notice something, because I lived with my ex-wife 4 years before I married her, and I don't give a shit what anybody says. Things change when you make that commitment.
Yeah.
Something happens that there's a change.
Yeah.
People go, oh, no, it's not. I go, yes, it is, because it just, you know, lasted another 10 years, then, you know, things happened. But there's definitely a change, and yeah, you're right. Some people feel, okay, well, I've got him now. There's no need to impress him anymore, and that's why guys cheat, ladies, because the minute you stop trying to look hot, be attractive, do something with him, that's where you start losing. He's going to go look elsewhere.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to realize that guys are very basic. Guys, number one, are slobs. You're not going to change that. Number two, they're in the heat of the moment. And I'll tell you, you know, here's another thing, and you probably know this yourself. Don't most guys not make commitments because they always think there's something better going to be around the block? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. They always think, I mean, I'm not settling for this one because there might be someone else. You know, but I don't... I'm not going to say that I'm against monogamy, but I just think it's fact that you cannot be with one person for the rest of your... Well, I'm going to talk about my sister now because I suppose I can. My twin sister, we're alike in a lot of ways, but completely the opposite in a lot too. She married her first ever boyfriend. They've been together since they were 16, and that's all they've ever been with. And they've been together now for, oh my God, what is it now? We're 35 now, so 18 years they've been together, and no problems whatsoever, because they're their first and only. Where you get the problem, if you get married and one of you has had a bit of a history or whatever, you know what else is out there. And that's why people cheat, I think. Or do you have a different opinion?
No, it's like there's a lot, you know, like, you know, you know the term, serial fuckers, you know?
Yeah, it's like, because I can't see my, I don't, it stands to reason for me, it's obvious that you cannot expect a guy, or maybe some women, or whatever, to be with one person and only fuck that one person for the rest of their life. But like I say, in my sister's case, it's different, and I think I know why, because they've only ever been with each other, you know? So maybe that, yeah, whatever. Carry on, what you were saying, sorry.
No, it's sort of like, okay, that picture you got up there with the dirty laundry, that's you, right? With the knee socks on?
Oh, no, Todd did that. I don't know where he got that from.
Okay, but the other picture was you, right?
No, I stole that. I stole it.
Which one? Okay.
The bent over one. The one bent over. Which one? Which one are you talking about?
I'm trying to think. I have to go on Facebook now. Look at this.
Get yourself on Faceache. What are you looking at?
You got Annabelle Licker there. I don't know what the hell.
Annabelle licked her. Oh my God! I changed my name the other day for a laugh. I changed it to my lesbian serial killer name. Annabelle licked her. Yeah. I changed it, and Facebook won't let me change it back.
Okay, the picture of you... All right, you're not bent over. You're like sort of like you're wearing like a red corset, and you got a tattoo on your shoulder.
Yes, yeah.
That's you.
Of course it is.
Okay, that's you.
That's me. All right. All the pictures now, are me, apart from the dirty laundry ones. Apart from the ones that say dirty laundry.
If I was with you, I would come home from work every day and fuck your brains out that you couldn't walk.
Really?
So.
Well, how could I walk to the kitchen then to cook you dinner?
You wouldn't be able to walk to the kitchen to cook me dinner. We'd have to get takeout.
Ah, lovely. But do you know what, Pete? I think we've been yakking a little bit too long. I always do this. I always run over time.
That's okay. I can always come back at a different time.
Yeah, but you are. Of course you are.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
We're going to
carry on talking anyway, even after I've stopped recording. So, anyway, thank you very much for listening, everybody. It's been another dirty, dirty laundry. I've been Joe Magic, and you've been...
42nd Street Pete, the dirtiest bastard of them all.
Fuck yeah.